Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Inness. We said that when it comes to the Holy Spirit's involvement in a Christian's life, in is greater than on. For instance, in our learning, we don't have to go to a tutor or attend classes only at set times, but we have the tutor in us. Or when we need wisdom for decisions, we don't have to seek out the right advisors and try to coordinate their schedule with ours, but we have the counselor in us. As we saw with Samson, many times in the Old Testament, we read of the Holy Spirit coming on someone. But throughout that First Testament, we also see people longing for the Spirit to be in them. David especially recognized the value of the inness of the Holy Spirit in both his prayer of repentance, Psalm chapter 51, especially verses 10 and 11, and again in his beautiful prayer in Psalm 25. Let me point out the inness that permeates this 25th Psalm and then show you its fulfillment when the Holy Spirit comes to baptize believers in the New Testament. 1. In you I trust. Verse 2. Not in human abilities or personal pedigree or earthly riches, but in the inness of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as Scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water." But he was speaking here of the Spirit, whom those who believed, trusted, had faith in him, were afterward to receive. John chapter 7, verses 38 and 39 in the Amplified Bible. 2. My hope is in you, verses 3, 5, and 21. A natural fruit of trusting in the Holy Spirit's empowerment is the hope that only that relationship brings. Paul talks about this twice in his letter to the Romans. First, even in the midst of trials, Paul says, we have this hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us, Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And then Paul prays for his friends to experience this same inness of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. 3. Guide me in your truth. Guide me in what is right. Verses 5 and 9. Jesus identified the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth who guides us into all truth. John chapter 14, verse 17, and chapter 16, verse 13. This is how Jesus lived, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, and it's how we can live too. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, out of the Amplified Bible. 4. He instructs sinners in his ways. Verses 8 and 12. The Hebrew word David uses for teach in verses 4, 5, and 9 is lamad. It means being taught in a way that equips us to teach others. Jesus gave instructions through the Spirit to his disciples, and then he commanded them to teach others the same way, Acts chapter 1, verse 2, and Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. The Spirit of truth that inspired the Word of God can illuminate it to our hearts as he instructs us. See 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 5. The Lord confides in those who fear him. Verse 14. The King James Version says, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. Isaiah said, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And Jesus said that every word he spoke was directed by the Holy Spirit in him. John chapter 12, verse 49. 6. I take refuge in you. Verse 20. We can take refuge in the one whom we trust and hope, the one who leads us into truth and instructs us, the one who confides in us. This inness helps us thwart the enemy's attacks against us. as John wrote, "But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world." 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. Don't stop at salvation, but allow the Holy Spirit to baptize you and fill you. Don't be satisfied with merely experiencing God's presence on you, but let His Spirit come in you. This inness keeps us trustful of God, victorious over the devil, hopeful of our future, righteous in a wicked world, informed of God's ways, peaceful in trials, and fully protected from the enemy of our souls. If you've missed any of the messages in our series called We Are Pentecostal, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.